When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. It's an innate sense ability where I've come to believe that women reign supreme. Because of this olfactory asset, we have the keen wherewithal to sniff out bargains at an auction, and we can smell a rat of the four-legged variety or otherwise, long before our male counterparts even get a whiff. I noticed a survey the other day, and it was asking participants to name their favorite smell. Now, some named perfumes in the fragrance of pretty petals. Others were drawn to ocean air or pine needles. Of course, a fresh bag of potato chips or baking bread made the list. Me? Well, mine is a little different. The smell of horsehair and leather rank right up there, as does freshly mowed hay. On my list would certainly be that baking bread and the savory, sizzling smell of steak. This male-deflated or female-elevated gift of nose power has its advantages and disadvantages. For the fellow who can't detect dog poo on his boot, you are blessed. And for the gal who can smell a dead mouse in her house before she ever opens the door, you might feel a little cursed. The whole notion of a nose's potential, it got me to wondering. Just why would a man's be diminished and a woman's heightened? I mean, in most households, it's the female dealing with vomiting kids, stinky baby bottoms, and cleaning the toilet. We're the ones who have to wipe up and clean up most offensive messes. We smell the kitchen garbage ripening long before anyone else notices that it needs to go out. We find the food spoiled in the back of the fridge and can pinpoint the secondhand butter tub it's hiding in without cracking the lid. Why, oh why, do I have to smell so good? Men are spared all of the above. Add to the list that special locker room odor that clings to shorts and socks long after practice. Boys and men are oblivious to its offensiveness. They don't seem to notice when it takes up residence in the gym bag and bedroom. Oh my, how I remember my brother's feet, and not in a good way. How fortunate are the men who work in sewers or share construction site privies. On the farm, they miss out on the pleasure of cow, hog, and chicken fertilizer. How nice it must be to not be able to smell all of these. And then I remember again the delight of those scents that many miss. And it makes it easier to be the body better able to detect the odors. Like the car's heater core I smelled going out a full 5 months before it bit the dust in winter. Or electrical heat emanating from a lamp's frayed cord about to become a fire hazard. I smell the must and dust that must be tamed. I smell the preteen's B.O. that needs attention and training. I smell the bad breath that needs a mint before meeting the public. And those are but a few of the reasons God heightened these senses. This innate faculty I'll continue to bear with great knowledge and responsibility, that without it, my world would be dull and my house stinky. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you, nose and all, as we swing the gate. Close for today.